Well, that only applies to the summertime, not winter with Jonathan Toby, because you get 6 months off, don't you?
Not quite, but close. I got to get a little bit of time off in the off season there just to recuperate and do some meetings and get some plans set forth and that kind of thing.
Hey, we had a report from some people that Hart got flooded last night with a lot of rain.
Yeah, I'm about to head that way and go check out the damage. I'm sure I got a few guys that wouldn't be interested in losing a little bit of a cotton crop here and there. So.
If you got some good insurance, maybe.
That's right. That's right. So I think I had a conversation with a grower the other day, and he said that he was trying to fail out some stuff, and the new insurance adjuster wouldn't let him do it. So he kind of it's like it's a hit or miss, I suppose.
What's the situation on the bugs out in the area from last week?
Got a pretty quiet year so far, and so I'm happy to port that. You know, we had some trips on early on and stuff, but flea hoppers have been pretty light this week so far, so that's good to hear. Good to see you out there. Looking at a quarter grown square across the belt up this way, I think that's pretty pretty reaching and stuff. So this guy planted in late April, so it's good to see that we're blowing and going right there with cotton, but not a whole lot affecting it at the moment. I think they're still on some silverleaf nightshade and haven't transferred over, but hopefully we don't have a year like last year where we have some heavy corn, cotton leaf hopper or flea hopper. I didn't get mixed up. Corn leaf hopper is in Lubbock right now. It's been reported in Hockley County. It's been reported over there that level and south area. I'm still haven't found anything in my field yet. So I normally check on Thursdays and Fridays, see if we got any activity. Haven't found anything yet. And over to my east, Blaine Reed has not found anything either. But we have confirmed it in the county south. It should be pushing up north. You know, it's going to be doing some disease transferring as we've been talking about a little bit with the corn leaf hoppers. So it is a big push to understand, you know, what areas and what populations we're seeing those insects infest our area. But for right now, all is quiet on the western front kind of thing. So that's good to see. Not a whole lot else going on. Just a little bit of heat, a little bit of rain.
Any rain in Plainview last night?
Yeah, I got 1.8 here at the house, and it all came about, an hour. Seemed like we, you know, weren't supposed to get anything. All of a sudden, we're getting hammered with hail and rain. So a little bit of hail, though.
How big a hail?
No, pea size, just for a minute or two.
That's what we had here with about 58 sprinkles. We're just on the edge of that storm, so we didn't really get nothing out of that. But there was a 3-inch hail around Canyon.
Yeah, I saw there was a storm tracker up there, even taking a peek, see if it might develop into something. But it seems like Canyon always gets hit, but, you know. I will say that with with the decent amount of rain that we've been getting this year, we're above average in most spots, minus Dimmitt, actually. Dimmitt is a little bit lower than average, but with these rainfall events, a lot of guys are out there just taking care of weeds, really just trying to combat that and just trying to stay ahead of those weeds as we move forward. But not a whole lot on the bug front, but the weed front, yeah, it's hot and heavy this year. So,
well, if you got some extra time, come over here and spray some weeds. I can't keep up.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I'm having a lot of jobs come in right now, and seems like everybody's wanting to take care of themselves.
Say hello to your buddies on the old radio for all your friends over there in Hart.
Yes, sir. Hi to Mr. Franks and Pickle Man. I got Leo and Jorts. We'll see y'all here in a little bit. This is John Toby, 712-790-9828.